Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we hear from Dr. Robert Shepherd, founder and director of University Medical Center's Hospital Medicine Services. Dr. Shepherd will tell us about hospital medicine, which is now one of the largest medical specialties in the United States, and how hospitalists and primary care physicians work together to improve the health of their patients. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
We're visiting today with Dr. Bob Shepherd. He is a hospitalist. Dr. Shepherd, thanks for joining us.
Certainly, thank you.
This is a new term to me. It's relatively new in the medical community, but it's been around a while. What is a hospitalist?
A hospitalist basically is a primary care physician whose practice of medicine is limited to just taking care of patients who are in an inpatient status in a hospital. In other words, they don't tend to have an office practice setting. There are some do both, but mostly they're committed to that schedule.
And in your practice, is this what you do full time now?
Correct.
Tell me why you'd like it. Obviously, you wouldn't do it if you didn't enjoy this part of medicine. What is it about it that was attractive to you?
For me personally, it was maybe a little different. I think the reason most physicians do hospitalist medicine is because of the better schedule. We work typically a seven-on, seven-off work schedule. For me, I liked critical care medicine better than office practice medicine. Okay. And so I was always leaning in that direction, even when for the 25 years I was in private practice.
I don't have to tell you, most of us patients like that familiar face. My doctor just retired. He's the same age as me, and I'm not happy about him retiring. Is there a transition period where patients need to understand, this is my doctor when I go see him in the office, but this good doctor is going to take care of me in the hospital? How do you handle that transition and make patients comfortable that this is something that works just fine for everyone?
It is typically handled by a joint effort with their primary care physician. In other words, a primary care physician's office practice or group practice would simply come to us or us to them or both with respect to switching their practice over, where they stop coming to the hospital, admit all their patient population to the hospitalist group. And so together we write a letter to the patient population ahead of time and let them know that this is going to be occurring. And that gives them then the opportunity to ask questions of their primary care doctor, who knows them the best and who they know about that process.
If my primary care doctor had me admitted into a hospital, I would find out
way before you ever got admitted to the hospital,
that a doctor he knows and trusts with my health is going to take over my care primarily there in the hospital setting.
That is correct.
I would think there's some real advantages to this. For example, if I'm in the hospital and I need my doctor, I don't have to wait on him to finish his work at his office to get to me. You're going to be there.
We're physically, literally in the building 12 hours a day during the days that we work. We tend to work shifts, but there. When we're there, we're there.
And there's always one there.
And there's always 10 of us there.
There's always 10 hospitalists on duty. What do you know? So yeah. You don't have to yell doctor too long before a doctor shows up.
Somebody's going to show up. Yeah. In fact, usually three or four times on the sicker one.
How long have you been doing this? Not medicine, but hospitalist.
Almost 20 years.
All right. What have been the challenges along the way that you've learned to deal with and overcome?
I'd say the most difficult thing to overcome is that patient concern, that attitude, that worry about how's this going to work.
Yeah.
Interestingly, though, every survey that's been done of our program here at the University of Alabama, every survey that's been done showed that our patient satisfaction scores were just as good as their primary care physicians.
Wow.
So once they get the opportunity to allow us to take care of them, it goes over well after that first day.
I'll bet so. Because these days, if my doctor knows you're taking care of me, I trust him. And if he trusts you, then I trust you too.
That's exactly how it typically gets passed.
And that's a good way for it to get passed.
Right.
Is it odd, though, dealing with a patient maybe for a day or two and then maybe some for months? Are you able to come up to speed just with their chart and what you know that you're confident in all the treatments you're doing?
Typically, the first visit is where the rubber hits the road. That's where the decision is made. You mess that up, and it's going to be rocky ground through the rest of their hospitalization. So I tend to go in the room, physically find me a seat and sit down and make that eye contact and address everybody else in the room and let them know that I'm here and I'm my first vocation is to listen.
My general practitioner is my age. I don't think he's sat down and made eye contact with me yet. I'll have to fuss at him about that.
It's against the grain.
It is.
It's like we're always in a hurry.
Well, you are, and there's great demands on your time. And you know, you deal with us when we're at some of our most vulnerable. We're not feeling well. If we're in the hospital, we may be worried about what's going to happen to us. So there's a little counseling involved on your part, too.
Absolutely.
And you have the time, a little more time for that.
Yeah, it is what we do every day. We're not in a hurry to get somewhere else because there's no somewhere else to be.
Yeah. You're there. You're where you need to be. Would you recommend that patients who have a general practitioner, primary care doctor, if they know they are going to go in for anything, ask their doctor, hey, might I be connected with a hospitalist, or will the doctors usually advise them? Now, there's some really good doctors there that's also going to help take care of
them. They almost always advise the patient in advance.
And it is a team effort.
Yes, because the instant that patient leaves the hospital and goes home, he's going right back to that primary care doctor. I'm going to send a copy of the discharge that day back to that primary care physician to see them back for follow-up.
You've been a hospitalist for about 20 years, you said. In medicine for how many years? 40. We're about the same career run. You're much more accomplished and did much better than I did. But you must love medicine and love caring for people.
I did. It's always been a joy from the beginning. I've never seen it as a job. It's more of a passion.
I'm glad we've got doctors like you. Thank you for telling us about this program that sounds to me like it's nothing but got an upside. I'm glad it's successful. And if my doctor ever puts me in the hospital, I'll look for you.
Very good. We look forward to it.
Thank you, sir.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.